1. Begin transmission.
Oh, wait. What's going on here?
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to be doing a radio show right now. Who am I? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that you're listening to right now, because it is, in fact, 1930 UTC. So, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation applies to you and your physical location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call the planet Earth. It's a beautiful evening, local time. It's just slightly before golden hour. The sun is about 20 degrees above the horizon. And I thought that this would be a good time to go to Herrenhaven and look for some dudes. Hopefully we won't have too much wind noise. And I'm looking around cautiously because it's at this time of day you don't know where the dudes might be hiding. I've gotten out of my car. Obviously, you probably heard the door close. That was not Foley. That was the actual sound. I'm kind of sneaking up on the gate that goes into the Mulhall's property, because I suspect there's marmots in the culvert. Why do I suspect that? Because we saw one here a couple days ago, and they have been known to hide out in this location. So, I've got my camera out, and it might not matter if my camera is out, because I don't think my Mati is out. Where, oh where, could my Mati be? Huh. All right. Well, he's obviously not sitting around here, or if he is, he's hiding deep in the culvert because he heard me coming. Oh, he's so hidey. He's so tricky. These marmots. It's so early in the season that all the marmots haven't learned, or at least relearned, that it's cool if I'm around. I'm hip. I'm a friend of all marmots around the world. And they should not be afraid of our little Tobster. One thing I should alert you to at this point is we are very, very low on battery. So don't be surprised if we go bingo battery. Bingo battery, of course, being the condition of having no juice. No juice means no show. So if I should happen to cut off in the middle of a sentence, you'll know what happened. We have lost battery power. All right, so I've walked back around the butterfly garden, and there's no butterflies in the butterfly garden. It's way too early in the year still. It's all brown. There's no flowers, therefore there are no butterflies. But one thing that we are going to have to do here is walk into this little loop path that loops behind the butterfly garden to see if we got any matis in this little pipe under the bridge. There's a little footbridge. It's not little, it's kind of long actually. That starts right at the back gate of the butterfly garden. And under this bridge, there is an old ceramic pipe about maybe 20 centimeters or 8 inches in diameter. And we have spotted marmots in there. And I'm kind of sneaking up on it. I'm on the bridge now. Ooh, and it's been cleared out some more. I have a feeling, this bridge is so creaky that there will be no stealth approach. Creak, creak, creak. Yeah, this has been cleared out. It's been cleared out a lot, especially since the last time we saw it. So this could very well be seeing some marmot action. There could be a marmot in there right now, and we wouldn't even know. So let's kind of go stomping through the forest here. Not really. But let's head back over to here where this pipe comes out. It's not very long. Oh, maybe 5 or 6 meters. And yeah, see, there's loose dirt and grass kicked out here. This could be being used for marmots as well. Where, oh where, could my mati be? It's still sunny and very, very warm. It is well over 72 degrees. It's past 6 p.m. local time. Mats should be out still, but I'm thinking we might be able to find some scratties or something too. So we should head out to the water. Somebody else just pulled in. Man, this is a popular place. This is a popular place this spring. I've got a young couple in the what's known as the outdoor classroom. She's taking a picture of him sitting on a stump. Oh, why has Herrenhaven become so popular? Yeah, and two more women are walking in. They both got decent cameras. It's a camera day. You know, and you know, you hear me complaining about people being here all the time. Especially when I want to do my important work. My important work, of course, being mot spotting and finding other dudes. The thing of it is, though, I only have myself to blame. Why do I say something like that? Well, I might have failed to mention this last year, but last year when I was running around out here, I ran into some of the people who volunteer here, and they said, hey, there's going to be a news crew here tomorrow doing a short fluff piece on Herrenhaven. We want you to come out and blah, blah, blah. Give these people some of your mati wisdom. So I said, okay. So yeah, I came back the next day, talked to the news crew. The girl was pretty cute. The guy was cool. He got lots of good B-roll because I led him around, showing him all kinds of stuff, showing him all kinds of animals. We didn't see any matis, but we saw some scrats and some other wacky stuff. And so then they said, hey, we want to interview you. And I said, oh, I don't know, dude. You mean on camera? And they're like, yeah. And anyway, I acquiesced. And I don't know, I did 20 or 30 seconds. And it was on the morning news a couple days later. Can you hear that? I bet you can. That's two geese flying overhead, coming back from the golf course. You know, they like to eat on the golf course, and they come back here at night. And they just landed in the sub pond, honking their honky heads off. There's some geese in the billabong too. So when they were flying over honking, the geese in the billabong started honking, saying, this is our billabong, you better not come on here. And so the geese landed in the sub pond. And I'm kind of wondering if this is Raina and her new mate. Her old mate was Goose Hiddink, but we haven't seen Goose Hiddink in quite a while. So I haven't gotten around to naming her new mate, and I don't know if this is them or not. I'm getting a lot closer. And here they are. Hi, you clowns. Do you know me? And they're saying, yes, you are the host of the hit radio show Dubious Goals Committee that airs on and on radio. And speaking of radio shows, I should probably take this time to plug a new show that has been airing on SDF for a week or two now. It's on Sundays at, oh geez, now I don't know what time. I think I want to say 2200 UTC, but you might want to look it up. It's the World Music Show, hosted by Music Squirrel, the 7-year-old son of SDF user Moondoggy. And the kid is awesome and has great taste in music. And I highly recommend listening to it. All right, so I'm on the boardwalk over the water. I just saw a dragonfly. So, yay, that's good. Other than that, what's going on out here? Wow, it's warm. It is still a very warm day. The sun is beating down on me. And my initial reaction is to run for the shade. But no, I'm on a quest. A quest to find dudes before the battery dies. And as I walk out towards the end of the boardwalk, I see two geese on the little spit of land that is really close to the end of the boardwalk. There's a couple geese in the water. Some motorcycles are driving by on Maple Street. Yeah, you gotta understand, this whole lake, this big old giant lake, is bordered by West Maple Road, sometimes known as Highway 64, State Highway 64. Who are these geese? Do I know these geese? No, I don't know these guys. And so, yeah, a beautiful Heron Haven-y day. Hey, I see something way out there. Is that just a goose standing on a log? I think that's just a goose standing on a log. So, I'm looking for scratties. This is a good time to spot them. This is a very active time for muskrats. I think I can see a scratty push-up way over there. I think we know where the scrats overwintered. And let's see if we can go talk to these geese. See if they'd like to be interviewed. They're letting me get pretty close. I'm 3 meters away. Creeping up. Hi! I think you might build a nest around here and have some baby goosers? Yes, I see the beginning of a nest. Oh, that would be so nice if you built a nest right there, because then I can take pictures of your babies. Baby goosers are good. So, goose are good. So let's interview the geese. So, how long have you been living at Heron Haven? Yeah, that's nice. What do you think about this weather? Yeah, it's nice and spring-like. So is there much to eat at this time of year? Yeah, don't you worry about that. There'll be plenty of food showing up real soon. So they're having a good time. And I think I'm gonna head back into the forest. Get out of this direct sunlight. It's low angled light. It's trying to bore its way into its brain. And here's some people sitting in the hexagon. I didn't see them approach. It's a good day to have a camera at Heron Haven. It's just a good day to be outside. Don't you agree?
Indeed.
They think so. And so we'll go back into the forest and see if we can find us some more dudes. Kind of surprised I'm not seeing any turtles. But it is kind of late in the day for turtles. Especially on a day like this when a lot of people have come through. If there's a lot of human traffic. Yeah, and here comes two more people onto the boardwalk. Wait, what's that under the water? Yeah, it might have just been a frog. But in high traffic days, all the turtles... Howdy.
Howdy.
All the turtles, they tend to be a little bit skittish, so. Ooh, I just thought I heard something move in the grass. Was that just wind? Yeah, so I only have myself to blame for all these people at Heron Haven. Because when I was on the news, when I was doing that little spot in the news, you know, of course I had to pimp Heron Haven and say, everybody needs to come out here and look for dudes. And here we have some more photographers. It's just that great of a day. There's two geese right at the end of the boardwalk you might like to...
Oh, cool. These guys are right here, and there's two sitting on the other side of that little bridge right there.
In the billabong?
Yeah, the two just sitting right on the other side, and they're just chilled out.
I think I'll go visit them.
Yeah.
And so we've all got our cameras running around in Heron Haven. taking pictures of dudes. And you know, now I'm wondering if that little spot I did on TV is available on the internet somewhere. I'm sure it is. I can't remember the date of when that all went down. And being as I use a Raspberry Pi, it doesn't like to do searches of big chunky things. So yeah, here's two geese on the edge of the billabong just hanging out as I walk over the land bridge. Oh, geese. They're so fun. Pretty soon we're going to have lots of gooser babies. I think last year, if memory serves, last year was the big baby boom. I mean, usually, well, let's see, how long have I been coming out here? A number of years. And I would have to say that on average, we have about 3 or 4 groups of babies at any given time, or during the spring. And last year, oh my God, I can't even remember how many there were, 6 or 7, well above average. There were so many goslings floating around that they were just everywhere. And they're awesome because they're little, they're yellow, and they like to run around and swim, and they're good at swimming, but they're not very good at walking or climbing up the banks of the pond, so they kind of stumble about. And the best thing about it is the goose family has to walk everywhere, right? The goslings can't fly yet, so the two parent geese and the sort of herd the goslings around, and you can find them walking around all over in here. It's really funny. You know, you'll just be walking along the path, you'll come around a turn, and there's your family of geese. Here's a guy with binoculars. He's a birder. This is obviously a birder's paradise. And I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond and its respective footbridge. Oh yeah, there's a mallard or two out there, along with some more Canadas on the other end of it. On the other end of the reproduction pond, where we will soon find lots of turtle love action, snapper love action. That's where the snappers like to do their thing. It's the snapper cruising area. Cruising for snapper chicks in the snapper pond. Snapper! Oh boy, we got a load of ducks out. Oh wow, these are new ducks. I'm walking into the big blind here. And, oh, what are they? Oh, directly straight out in front of me, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's half a dozen. Oh no, there's more. What are they? They're kind of far away and they're swimming in the other direction. Possibly mergansers. If they would just turn so I could see their profile, I might be able to identify them. They're not mallards. They're not teals. They're not wood ducks. They're not harlequin ducks. They are not, mandarin ducks. I'm not a bird guy. I'm not a duck guy. But just by, you know, default of hanging out here for all the time, you start to learn various kinds of ducks. Oh, and these are some of those diving ducks. I don't know if mergansers are divers or not. No, these are too small to be mergansers. Hooded mergansers are very cool. All right, I'm sticking my head out of the blind, trying to find me a blue heron. Because we did see the blue heron the other day, and I'm not seeing one now. I'm looking on the tree that has fallen into the water. I'm looking for turtles. I don't see any, but there's some questionable bubbles out here. I see some bubbles. And that might mean that there's a turtle thinking about going out onto the log. Oh, and aren't I being stupid? As I turn my head, I'm looking at the tree, the new tree that has fallen into the water, and it's a big 'un. And I can see two turtles trying to hide on a branch. And then I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more turtles all piled up closer to shore on the thick part of the tree. So, 7 turtles. I like turtles. They're very nice. Who else is out there? Lots of gooseys out there. And, of course, mallards, the new ducks. What are those? Wow, they're just diving. 3 of them just dove. So, you know, some kind of shoveler. There's some kind of ducks that have, like, shovely beaks, and they dive, and they stir the dirt up underwater, and they eat their food. 2 more ducks just flew in. I did not see what kind of ducks those were. They were heading towards me, then they veered off. So, oh, and I don't know what happened, but 2 of the turtles just decided to jump off that log over there. So now there's only 5 turtles on the log, and there's ripples where they splashed in. It's very ducky. Very, very ducky out here. Water level is still a little low, but the spring rains will fill this place up pretty dang fast. How are we doing on battery? Oh yeah, we are down to 0 bars. We are in danger of going bingo battery. Ducks, 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 I'm looking for scrats. I don't see any scratties. I'm looking for scrats. I don't know where they're at, but they gotta be around here somewhere. Because this is a scratty lake. It's where they like to hang out. And that's what they do all day. And build stuff out of grass. Because scratties like cattails. And pretty soon we should be able to find scratties eating cattails. What muskrats like to do is they'll find some cattails, some fresh brand new ones, and they'll dive underwater and they'll pull the whole cattail up, and then they'll just... Is that a turtle sticking its head out at the water at me? Hi, turtle! And then the scratties bite the bottom of the stalk of the cattail off, and then they just eat the bottom. It's pretty yummy. Pretty yummy if you're a scrat. Also pretty yummy if you are a human people. I am told that cattails are pretty good. And when asked what they taste like, people will say, oh, they taste like celery, which of course means that they don't really taste like much of anything at all. But I have yet to pull a cattail out of the water and eat it. Although, I don't know, I could see myself doing that. Just, you know, because I would be curious. Be curious as to what the muskrat thinks is so great. Okay, I'm seeing weird ripples in the water. I've left the big blind and I'm heading basically back out. And I'm about to cross over the footbridge that looks over the turtle reproduction pond. Yeah, and then there's some ripples, but those ripples were apparently caused by those geese. I don't see that telltale giveaway V of a muskrat. Muskrats, they swim very low in the water. You know, not like on top. Oh, there's some fish jumping out of the water too, eating bugs. There's some bugs out, so that's good. Wait, what's that? No, just a duck. As I was saying, being as muskrats swim very low in the water, with barely just their head, their eyes and their nose sticking out of the water, they're sort of hard to see when they swim. However, they leave a small wake, right? Because, you know, they're moving through the water, and this wake forms a telltale V shape behind them, this V of waves. And so once you see that, all you have to do is go to, what's the word I'm looking for, the apex of the V. You know, you have 2 lines where they converge, there is a muskrat. Or, on very rare occasions, a beaver. We do get beavers in here sometimes. Beavers are discouraged because beavers are very destructive. And since there's no beaver predators that live here, well, except people, the beavers can do way more damage than they should. This is a very delicately balanced closed ecosystem, Heron Haven. Because remember, this isn't out in the country. Heron Haven is surrounded by, you know, metropolitan areas all the way around. I hear weird sounds, so I'm going to sneak into the wall blind here. No, it's just some geese in the billabong taking a bath. Splashy, splashy. Splashy, splashy. And I don't see any other action back here. But so, yeah. It seems like every year in the spring, a beaver will show up. A transient beaver. He'll just come swinging in. He'll enjoy Heron Haven for a while. Maybe he'll chop down a few small trees, and then he takes off. Although, we have had to remove some beavers here in the past. And so, the city comes in, traps some big, big beavers, and then they take them out of town and release them. And speaking of beavers, one thing that we need to be doing really soon is heading up to the Coal Creek watershed. The Coal Creek watershed is where we have found beavers before. I didn't find any last year, but we could have some this year, this spring. And we'll have to go out there in the next couple of days to see if we've got beavers. Because beavers, or bevelers, as they're called in Tobe speak, bevelers are named bevelers because they like to bevel things. You've seen tree stumps that beavers have cut down. They're nicely beveled. And that's why we call them bevelers. I would also like to get a recording of bevelers because when they're sitting around in their lodge or in their dens, they make all kinds of funny squeaky sounds. Squeaky sounds that kind of sound like, well, if you've ever heard a guinea pig, that's what a beaver sounds like, except bigger. So if you can imagine the sound that a 40-pound guinea pig would make, that's what beavers sound like. And the best part of it is, when beavers build dens in the side of, you know, riverbanks and stuff, they build, you know, underwater entrances, but there's always an emergency exit. Sometimes I refer to it as a chimney. But the emergency exit is a hole that's above water. It's up on the land. And if you can find these holes, and I know where some are, you can sit right above them if you're really quiet, and you can hear the beavers talking to each other, going, weak, 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 making their bevelery noises. So, I've pretty much left the forest. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond that has no dragonflies about. And I'm approaching the shed. Is my Mati under the shed? I'm sneaking up on it. And I don't see any Matis poking their heads out or anything. He could be under there. He might not be. Who knows? So, well, we didn't see any scratties, but we saw some new different kinds of ducks. So that counts as something. New ducks are good ducks. And the other good news is we haven't run out of battery. Although it is time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. Tune in tomorrow. I can tell you right now. Oh my God, there he is. There's that damn Mati in that fresh hole. He just went down that fresh hole. I sees him. Oh, he's sitting there digging. Hi, Mati. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Nowhere's.